I'm happy now to welcome Chris Calvert. He is running for re-election in District 1 for Santa Fe City Council. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning, and thank you to all our listeners today.
So, you are running for re-election. Why are you running for re-election? How's it been going these last 4 years that you've been a city councilor?
Well, one of the main reasons I'm running for re-election is for the same reason I ran 4 years ago, to create a more sustainable community here in Santa Fe. I think we've laid the foundation in a lot of respects for progress in that area, and I want to continue that work and make sure that it, you know, gets established and continues on. And also, I think right now, you know, we find ourselves in difficult economic times, and I think we need, you know, proven and experienced leadership to lead us out and make Santa Fe even better than it ever has been before.
What do you mean by sustainability?
Well, what I mean by sustainability, and you know, a lot of times people think, you know, in terms of green or the environment, and that's certainly a part of it. Water is our most precious resource, I think, natural resource in this area. We also, you know, are doing a lot of things with energy and reducing greenhouse gases. But sustainability also has to do with the economy and what those things that are unique to Santa Fe that give it its identity, its cultural heritage, its historic resources, all of those things. I think we need to make sure that whatever we do, we take into account those things that are unique and precious to us, and that we sustain those as we move forward. For example, in terms of economic growth, I think we have to make sure that those policies that we put in place to grow the economy take into account our limitation of our water resources and how precious they are, and so that we use them judiciously and in a way that we can sustain well into the future.
You know, with water resources, one of the things that has always puzzled me is when you look at water use anywhere, desert lands and other lands, 90% of water use goes toward agriculture in one way or another, growing food. 10% goes toward residential, and then everyone's always telling you to turn off your faucet. It's not, how big of a difference does residential even make?
Well, that's overall, that would be sort of what you're describing as sort of statewide and how water's used, but how it's used within the city is a lot more, you know, residential plus commercial accounts for most of the water use. So residences within the city can make a lot of difference on how, you know, well they conserve and how judicious they are in the use of their water. We don't want to impinge upon, you know, certain sustainable agricultural purposes, but so we don't want to take their water, especially places like Acequias. We don't want to, you know, buy up those water rights for the city uses. But I will say that within the city, residential can constitute a considerable amount of our water use, and so we do need to focus on that.
We're talking to Chris Calvert. So what are some of the accomplishments that you are happy about, and where do you think the city needs to go?
Wow, there's a big question. In 25 words or less. No, seriously, I think I'm proud of the fact that I've worked a lot on our sustainability issues, like energy conservation and reducing our greenhouse gas emissions.
Have we really done that? Have we reduced our greenhouse gas emissions?
We are in progress of doing that. I can't say that we have actually done that. We have put in place things that I think will do that. We have a new green building code. We have developed a sustainability plan, which is sort of our blueprint for the community. We've made sure that a lot of city facilities are getting retrofitted to reduce their energy consumption and thus their greenhouse gas emissions. So I think we, like I said, we've laid the groundwork and for a lot of these things and institutionalized them so that we don't have to deal with them on a case-by-case basis. They become part of the norm of what we do in the city. I've chaired the Water Conservation Committee for the last 4 years. Water consumption overall in Santa Fe is the lowest it's been in many years, despite some growth, and on an individual, on a per capita basis, it's the lowest. It's probably one of the lowest in one of any of the western states or any of the cities in the western states. So I think we've made a lot of progress.
What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think we've had a lot of good and innovative conservation programs.
Like the low-flow toilets and stuff.
That, and plus programs that we work on to incentivize people to swap out their inefficient washing machines. But, you know, and we have concentrated a lot on the residential, and we're moving into, you know, sort of exploring new ground and incentivizing the commercial sector and outdoors. We really want to get into making our irrigation, you know, our watering of our lawns or whatever plants at home, you know, more efficient. So I think we're continuing to explore and also provide new programs to get people to conserve more. I think we do it through education as well, a lot of programs to get. And so I think all those things have worked.
On a different subject, let's talk about public safety. We talked with the mayoral candidates about crime and gangs and things along those lines. What is your position? What can Santa Fe do to really eliminate gangs?
To eliminate gangs? Well, I think there's a lot of things we can do, and I think it'll take all the different players within the community working together to accomplish those. The city has, has programs for crime prevention and neighborhood watch, but I think, you know, a lot of it depends on the economy. I know in economic times, there's a lot less crime and gang activity. I think it depends upon the quality of our education and those programs in the community and how much we engage. And I think it has to do with economic opportunities that people see at the sort of the light at the end of the tunnel. That's part of why they should stay in school and continue their education, so that there is something, there is a goal and something that they can do later on, and so they don't drop out and go into less productive and less beneficial activities.
We've got maybe a minute left. Let's talk about the economy. Any ideas?
Sure. I mean, I think some of the things we're doing in terms of sustainability in the environment, energy conservation, alternative energy, green jobs economy, all those I think are a way to diversify our economy and make it stronger. I think we have opportunities at the College of Santa Fe. I think we have opportunities out at the airport, not just with commercial aviation, but also with a business park out there. I think actually affordable housing is an economic opportunity that we need to explore and work on together in this community for the betterment of the community and again for the betterment of the economy.
Chris Calvert, you've got another 20 seconds. It's all yours.
Well, I just, want to thank you for this opportunity. I would like to thank the listeners, ask them to go out, vote March 2nd. I would ask them to consider me and vote for me on March 2nd. They can vote early, starting Wednesday the 10th, or they can do absentee voting already.
Chris Calvert is running for City Council in District 1, where he is the current City Councilor. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And once again, Municipal Election Day is Tuesday, March 2nd. Polls are open from 7 in the morning until 7 in the evening. Early voting runs through the 26th of February, and we will be talking to more candidates tomorrow. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. We're podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, the Jazz Experience, broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company. My name is Mary Charlotte. We'll see you tomorrow with more Talk with the Candidates. Hasta la vista. Ciao.